A classically trained and fearless ensemble, Northwest Dance Project comes to Marriott Center for Dance, performing an all-original repertoire from a select roster of accomplished choreographers, as well as promising new talents. January 22nd, tickets at utahpresents.org.
I'm Henry Glasheen, Digital Content Coordinator for Slug, and you're listening to Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. An acronym for Salt Lake Underground, Slug is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, covering music, arts, lifestyle, and events. In this episode, we'll be interviewing the band Villain and listening to music from their debut EP. Villain is a six-piece hardcore band in Salt Lake City. The group comprises Trent Falcone on vocals, Justin Spencer, Jay Wilkinson, and Matt Jones on guitars, Brad Butterfield on bass, and Gavin Hoffman on drums. The band formed over the summer of 2015 and immediately jumped into the studio with Salt Lake City producer Dave Evanoff of Sound Designs to record their self-titled EP. Slug writer Alex Cragen sat down with Falcone, Wilkinson, and Jones in our podcast studio to talk about the band and their latest release.
So tell me about Villain. I've listened to your most recent EP. That, for me, it reminds me of like a cross between like metalcore and like kind of like that Chicago power violence, but with a classic like hardcore vocals, which I love.
Nice.
I know. I'm a neckbeard when it comes to music. Sorry.
I am such a neckbeard when it comes to music. And we all have our independent things, and I mean, we could proliferate genres all day long if you really want to, but thank God we don't have to.
But how did it kind of like start? How did you guys decide, you know what, we're going to do this?
So Gavin Hoffman is our drummer. We've all been around and we've done bands, you know, for many years, and he was sort of on my case to do a hardcore band for 2 or 3 years, and he bugged Maddie as well. Life is busy. We're all older, and we have, you know, it's not like it was back in the day when you just go to band practice and you don't have to worry about real world things, and so it sort of got put on the back burner. But yeah, he just said, hey, we should do a classic hardcore band, and it's been about a year now, actually. I think last December I finally said, okay, now's the time. I just sort of reached out to everybody, and of course a couple of the guys that aren't here, Brad Butterfield, Justin Spencer, were with me in a band called Reality, and so we just sort of reached out, and I met Jay on a whim.
Yeah, it was pretty random.
About a year ago on my anniversary of all places at Snowbird, and I said, hey, we're going to do this hardcore band with Gavin, and it just fell together, and the timing, you know, for 2 years it wasn't right, and the timing wasn't right, and then the timing was right, so...
So how is it like, in terms of like writing music and preparing yourselves for an album, how's it changed, like say, when you guys were doing, you know, Reality, which by the way, the other band you were referring to earlier was like Reality, right?
Yeah. You know, it takes more time now just simply because, again, we're Reality. We were 18-year-olds, and that's all we did, and we had, you know, your usual goofy jobs, and so band practice was sort of a big deal and you could dedicate a lot of time to it, but yeah, naturally it takes a little bit longer now because we're all married and many of us have children and we have careers, but
it's longer and shorter too. I mean, the like Trent's saying, it takes longer in the big scope of things, but then actually putting stuff together, it ends up being kind of short because it's economy of time. You know,
yeah, we have
other stuff. You know,
we have three guitarists, and you know, I don't think we need them, but no, but like it when Trent, you know, we were talking about forming the band. I literally begged to be in this band. I wanted to be in this band a lot. I love the folks that are in it. I was in we'd started working on an iteration of it a little bit before this iteration was formed, and it just didn't feel right to me, and I didn't want to come out of my cave. When I found out what they were doing, and the cast of who was involved, I literally begged, and everyone was like, I don't know, three guitarists. But once I got involved, you know, we came in, and I think to answer your question, it's sure because everyone kind of surrenders their ego a little more. It's like, oh, I don't need to I don't need to get my riffs out there, especially with three guitarists. Like, all right, Jay's got this one, or Justin has this riff, or you know, Maddie's gonna bring in this thing. So I think all of us kind of surrender our egos a little more and just let it serve the band a little more, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And we kind of let Trent slot our songs.
The other upside to it now is we, you know, many of us have worked together for 25 years, so we know each other. And Justin, who really is a riff machine, he knows, he can just send me riff after riff, and you know, he almost knows my taste, and he knows what I'm gonna like, and So in that sense, the writing is easier because now we've, you know, we're old and we've got experience. And when you're young and 18, you know, although I'm very proud of what we came up with back then, some of the songs are still to this day very special, almost to the point where I can't believe that we did them and we came up with them at that age. But the stuff now is we're on our game. You know, we have 20 years of doing this, so it's, in some ways it's easier.
There's such a template for hardcore now, too. It just is, you know, it's very defined as a genre. Back when Reality and stuff was playing and March Hare and Prod Iron and those bands, it was like, I think it's kind of like this, let's try this. It was a lot of experimentation at the time. You know, not to say that there's still not experimentation, but now it's kind of riffing on the genre. So there's a big understanding of what makes something hardcore and metalcore and this and that. So on some level, that makes it a little bit easier to write to a particular genre, obviously.
Was it effortful, like, in terms of, like, what sound you wanted to play, or was it just kind of grow out of it? Because, I mean, in very many ways, like, from what I've listened to, it's a very classic, you know, formatted hardcore sound, but you've got a lot of elements of, like, that charging metalcore background, and that the drums, you know, are really, like, hard and complex.
I think that everyone just kind of steers in their own direction, and, you know, obviously Trent has a very dominating presence in how he does his vocals, and it, to a degree, it's not, you know, with a lot of hardcore singers today, it's that sort of metalcore growl vocal, and, you know, Trent has a bit of a different delivery in that it's
more classic.
It's more of a classic sort of thing going on, and we knew that Trent was going to do that, and I think that whatever we come up with, whatever he does, and whatever Gavin and Brad have definitely shaped the way that everything comes together. You know, a riff will sound like European or whatever one way, and then Gavin and Brad will get a hold of it, and all of a sudden it steers in a different way. It's effortless because I think everyone just is so confident in what they do.
And there's a wide appreciation of genre. Mm-hmm. I mean, people like Gavin, for example, who have a huge music kind of library and interest. Everybody in the band is that way. So it's as simple as, hey, here's this little black metal part, here's this hardcore part, here's this vintage thrash metal kind of component. Everybody has this kind of box, this tool set that they're pulling from. So you get a lot of eclectic kind of components that come in to make something up. And that's kind of defines metalcore to me a lot, in a lot of senses. You know, it's hardcore responding to everything else in the kind of extreme music scene that's going on around it. So it just kind of pulls in.
I mean, we definitely, when we started it, there was no doubt that when Gavin and I talked about it, and I talked to Jay, and it was to do a classic hardcore band. I mean, we've all done, everybody in the band, they've been in so many bands, I can't even remember them all. Some I've been in, I don't recall, but we wanted it to be, if people listen to it and say it sounds just much like you said, it sounds like classic hardcore, that was completely the goal. I wanted it to be, you know, the first few practices or the first few times we got together, it's like, you know, what are we going to sound like, this and this? This is going to be a hardcore band, a classic hardcore band, and I think in some ways it sounds like a Salt Lake hardcore band, but that was the goal, that was the point, to do a classic throwback. That's what we all grew up on, all of the bands that I loved when I was growing. That's why Reality was Reality, because of Insight and Iceburn and the Bad Yodelers and the Stench, and I mean, so we sort of created the next wave, and then you had bands like Clear and Trip Hammer, and we just wanted to kind of do something along the line, so it made it pretty easy.
Have you guys played any shows yet?
We have not. I think we have one, coincidentally, yeah, yesterday. I think we've got one booked for March 22nd. I haven't confirmed it yet, but I think we're going to do it, and it's with Self Defense Family at the Loading Dock. And if Jordan is listening to this, Jordan, we'd love to play the show. But hopefully we're going to do that. We have another one in April, maybe, and also maybe one at the end of February. So probably late February will be our debut. So, yeah, we'll see.
Where can people find out more information about Villain?
You're going to find it at your normal, you know, outlets. You're going to see, like, you'll find us on Facebook and Instagram and social media stuff and Bandcamp. We didn't really put that on the EP, did we?
Link to social media?
Yeah.
No. Huh.
You can find the record at, you know, the usual, if you're in this kind of band in Salt Lake, the usual stops, the Heavy Metal Shop, Ranch Records, all the Gray Wells, and then online, currently Bandcamp, but it will be on iTunes shortly. You know, we've got the usual social media stuff. We don't do a ton at this point, but I'm assuming it will grow as we get more active.
Yeah,
so.
I think, you know, we're just trying to find like a singular voice and to go promotion wise and find out, you know, what artwork we're going to put on social media, having a conversation about it before we got here, like to go. So yeah, I think, you know, we'll get on it as we move towards shows. And if you can find any of us on the street, hopefully we'll have CDs on us.
I actually do really love the artwork that you guys have on your Facebook page.
It's important to say that Jay, right here, did all of the artwork. He's incredibly talented, and we had this discussion prior. He's almost making too many good images because everything I see, I want it to be a t-shirt. So
I just make these guys look good. That's my role with that.
And we should also probably mention David Evanoff.
Absolutely.
Dave Evanoff, sound design, recorded the record, and
he's fantastic.
Definitely made us.
Yeah, he made us sound better.
Made us look good.
Sure.
So, thank you, Dave, and thank you for having us.
Yeah,
no problem. Thank you, gentlemen.
Rebecca.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Cherry. And if you like your geek news with a bit of a twist, then you'll love
Hello, Sweetie.
Hello, Sweetie podcast brings you the latest and greatest geek news and information from an all-female panel.
We'll bring you the most recent information about movies, TV, comic books,
video games, roller derby, pop culture, and more. Subscribe on iTunes and like us on Facebook.
For your weekly dose of geek culture from a female perspective, tune in to
Hello, Sweetie.
Science has proven skiing and snowboarding is more fun with friends. The 17th annual Slug Games, Slug's Amateur Ski and Snowboard Contest will be this weekend, January 23rd at Brighton Ski Resort. Get ready to guzzle gasoline at our Fury Road-themed Rail Jam-style contest. For more information, visit thesluggames.com today.
Let's hear a track from Villain's debut self-titled EP, which was released on December 18th. This song is called This Is a Heist.
Track, just the pain. You've been born before, and now we ended up the score. What with crutches instead?
You just heard This Is a Heist from Villain's self-titled debut EP. To purchase the album, visit them at villainhardcore.bandcamp.com. Thanks for listening to Slug Sound Waves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. Send us suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the show by emailing us at soundwaves@slugmag.com. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and is produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Alexander Ortega, Christian Schultz, John Ford, and myself, Henry Glasheen. The executive producer is Angela Brown. Our show's theme was performed by Temples. Our main logo and art design was by Nicholas Dowd. And the technical design was by Kate Colgan. Thanks for listening.